感谢主，我们今天可以再一起来敬拜。
Thank the Lord that we can worship together.
这也是第一个星期我正式开始在教会服事。
This is my the first official to serve the church.
谢谢弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
And thank you for your prayer.
给我很多的关怀跟问候。
And really care for me and take care of me.
昨天我们真是有一个非常好的追思礼拜。
And yesterday we have a really wonderful memorial service.
有人说，牧师你来的不巧，怎么第一个星期就赶上追思礼拜。
And somebody said that it's so unfortunate the first meeting that you have to take care of is the memorial service.
不是不巧，是很巧。
But it's just actually it's very fortunate.
因为这是需要牧师跟大家在一起。
And so this is the first one we need to have our pastor to take care in charge
of the service. 我们来一起面对我们的生活。
So we can face our life together.
这是主给我们的祝福跟恩典。
And this is God's give us a special grace and blessing.
我也很感谢弟兄姐妹，昨天有这么多人哈，大家啊出力啊，做预备食物等等。
And there are so many people who work together and to help out and to prepare food.
我想这是一个美好的见证。
This was a beautiful testimony.
杨柳姐妹是一个有福气的人。
Willow was a very blessed person.
有这么多人为她来送行。
And there were so many people to say goodbye to her.
而且有一个这么好的追思礼拜。
And there was such a beautiful memorial service.
我们为此来感谢神。
We want to thank to the Lord.
我们更感谢教会。
We want to thank to the church.
这就是神给我们的祝福。
And this is what God's blessing to us.
无论这个世界上发生什么。
No matter what happened on this world, on this earth.
我们知道神的爱永远与我们同在。
But God's love is always with us.
我也记得一月三号我是突然听到这个消息，当时我还在Orange County, huh?
So I heard this news on January 3rd. I was sitting in Orange County.
我觉得也是非常的吃惊。
I was so shocked.
虽然我跟Willow 姐妹没有太多的接触。
I did not have a lot of encounter with Willow.
但是我马上就可以想到她的模样，我还记得的。
I immediately remember what she looked like.
那么我们想我们当中的弟兄姐妹也都是一样。
So we feel the same way.
所以我们既是震惊啊，
Even though we were so shocked.
也是感到伤痛。
And we were very sad.
震惊的是事情发生得很突然。
And the shocking part is that happens suddenly.
星期天我们大家还见到她是一个生龙活虎的人。
And on Sunday we just saw her and she was so lively.
转眼之间人就消失了。
And all of a sudden she disappeared.
我们也很伤痛。
And we were so sad.
伤痛的是生离死别啊。
And this is the life and the death.
那个割舍不断的友情。
And the friendship is very hard to separate.
我们舍不得这样的好姐妹就这么撒手而去。
And we cannot, I mean, so sad that we just lose this sister all of a sudden just gone.
一瞬间呢，我们就是阴阳两隔。
And one moment that separates us from death and life.
所以我们就会常常感叹说，人生就是天有不测风云。
And you know, sometimes the life is just, you never know, there are unfortunate things will arrive.
人有旦夕祸福。
And then sometimes they will go through some very difficult time.
但是难免我们也会问同样的问题。
And sometimes we ask another question.
为什么会是这样？
Why did it happen?
上帝在哪里？
Where's God?
难道不会有更好的结局吗？
Can we have an even better result?
很多的事情我们不一定有答案的。
And a lot of times we do not have an answer for it.
如果你还记得的话，我去年第一次在这里证道。
And if you remember the first, my first sermon here.
正道的题目就是当坏事发生在好人的身上。
And my topic was the one bad thing happened to good people.
这种事情可能会常常发生。
And those kind of things may happen quite often.
但是我们不必心惊。
But we do not need to be afraid.
我们也不会丧胆。
And we will not be discouraged.
因为我们知道神的爱是不会与我们隔绝的。
We know God's love will not separate from us.
那么面对死亡。
And we were facing death.
我想没有任何一个时候在这个时候让我们一起来思想这个问题。
And so we can actually really ponder on this topic.
我们华人的传统啊对死亡是比较忌讳的。
And in Chinese, this is something we try to avoid, talk about death.
因为我们认为最好是不要谈到死亡。
And the Chinese culture, we don't want to talk about this topic.
因为死亡给我们的这个印象啊，就是一个很负面、很凄凉的印象。
And for the impression of the death is very negative.
因为传统的文化我们受道教的这个影响叫众生轻死。
And so no, we in the Chinese culture talk about is really emphasize 众生 the life and try not to talk about death.
所以呢中国有句俗话哈。
And so there's a Chinese saying.
俗话叫好死不如赖活着哈。
You rather die in a good way, not like you don't want to live in a very casual way.
所以我们无论如何一定要活下去。
So no, we have to, we gotta be alive.
你死了之后你就进了阴间了。
And once you die, then you left the earth.
然后到那个阴曹地府。
And you go to a hell.
那里面呢很凄凉。
And there is a lot of sad things.
黑暗。
It's very lonely and
very dark. 那里面没有生命。
And there's no life.
然后好像是悲悲惨惨的。
And it's very sad.
然后呢还要去见那位阎王爷。
And so you have to say 阎王爷。
然后他要给你判断说你可以不可以投胎。
And then he have to decide whether you can be reincarnated.
那最好的结果就是投胎了。
And then, of course, yeah, if you can live it again.
那投胎的话，最好还是不要投个畜生道。
And you don't want to go to the route that become an animal.
你要投一个投到人家里去。
And so it would be better still become a human again.
最好这辈子多做好事，说不定你能投个好人家。
So if you accumulate doing good things, maybe you will go to be reborn again to a good family.
所以我们比较忌讳谈论死亡。
So we really avoid to talk about death.
所以因为这个数字当中呢，这个四这个数字呢跟死是很相近的。
And you know, number four, it sounds like 死。
所以呢，我们中国人常常不喜欢用四这个数字，对不对？
So Chinese people try to avoid this number four.
所以你看，有的人手机电话号码除了六就是八，对不对？
So you know, a lot of Chinese people, their telephone number either will be six or number eight.
因为他八呢，他要发哈。
And because number eight means in Chinese means
他要六呢，他也要一路发哈，最好是一六八这样的。
Number six means that you can be prosperous continuously.
所以呢，有的朋友呢，他问我家电话号码，我一告诉他我的前六位数字，他说啊，陈牧师，你这前六位数字里怎么这么多这个 lucky number 哈、
啊、？And so some people ask my telephone number. My first six numbers have a lot of four, right?
对，我至少有三个是。
So my friend said, how come you have so many four on your telephone number?
我家里电话号码949474。
My phone number 949-949-474.
你为什么要这电话？这电话号码没人要哈。
And this is the phone number that no Chinese people want it.
没人跟我抢这个电话。
And nobody will fight with this number.
最有意思的是有一个人呢，他买了块墓地哈。
And so most interesting, there's someone who bought a lot.
你这个墓地这个也有号码的。
And you know, your lot also has a number.
结果他那墓地的号码非常好，除了六就是八哈。
And his number was either six or eight.
所以呢，别人那个同样的一块墓地，那个号码不好的那可以卖5000块，他那个可以卖10000块哈。
So the unlucky number was only sell for $5,000, but his was like $10,000.
所以呢，我们是常常想避讳这个死亡啊，我们想求这个吉利。
And so in Chinese people try to avoid those unfortunate and the death and want something good.
其实不光是中国的文化。
Not only Chinese culture.
其他的文化也是一样。
And some other cultures as well.
你像这个古希腊的时候，有一个史诗啊，叫荷马史诗，他写的叫奥德赛的史诗。
And so there was in the Greek, there's a Homer who wrote this Odyssey.
那么其中的主角叫奥德修斯哈。
And I think he's named Odysseus.
Yeah. 那么这讲到他的故事，说他在打完仗回家的时候，因为他得罪了那个海神嘛哈，他回不去哈。
And so talk about after he finished your war, then he need to return home, but he could not go back because he offended 海神是。
海神。
Okay.
那么他就有一个机会到了阴间哈 ，underworld。
So he had an opportunity to go went to an underworld.
所以那个古希腊的那个这个很久的历史，他就描写阴间，因为他在阴间碰到了很多那些灵魂，那其中有一个灵魂就是他妈妈。
So he was able to go to the underworld, met a lot of spirits, and one of them was his mother.
所以他才知道他妈妈已经去世了。
So then he knew his mother actually passed away.
所以他描写那阴间的情况啊， 其实跟我们中国人想的阴间情况也差不了太多了。
And his description of underworld is very similar to Chinese description.
所以是黑暗的。
It's dark.
是一种啊、有很多危险的。
And there was a lot of feel with danger.
完全跟我们生活的世界不一样。
And it's very different than the world we live in.
但是我们基督徒是怎么看？
But how do Christians look at that?
基督徒怎么样来看我们死后人生的情况？
And how do we look at after that?
我们来看一看耶稣基督给我们的应许。
And this is what the Jesus gives the promise.
耶稣在十字架上被钉死的时候，
When he was on the cross,
那么跟他同钉的有两个囚犯。
And there was two prisoners, two criminals were hanging either side.
其中有一个囚犯在十字架上就说接受耶稣基督的。
And one criminal accepted Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣怎么跟他说应许说？
And what did Jesus say to him?
我实在告诉你，今天你要同我在乐园里。
And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise.
那个囚犯当天就会被钉死的。
And that criminal was going to die that day.
耶稣基督也马上就要断气的时候，
and when before Jesus passed away,
他给他这个应许，
and what Jesus gave him this promise,
马上就会，今天你就要与我同在乐园。
Today you shall be with me in paradise.
所以这就是神给我们的应许。
And this is what God gives the promise.
我们不会去什么阴间黑暗的那种地方。
We're not going to go to hell or underworld.
我们是在乐园里。
We are in paradise.
与基督同在。
And to be with Jesus.
所以我们现在虽然不知道那个环境到底是什么样子，
But maybe we have no idea what the paradise or that environment is going to be.
但是我们知道那个是耶稣基督现在所在的地方。
And, but we know that's where Jesus is right now.
那么我们就知道那是一个美好的地方。
We know that is a wonderful, beautiful place.
所以我们没有必要说这么样去回避死亡。
And so we should not be afraid of death.
或者是忌讳提到死。
And we'll try to avoid to even talk about that.
应该是怎么样？我们知道说我们可以面对死亡。
And we know that we can face the death.
因为我们知道死亡的意义是什么。
Now we know the true meaning of death.
那么死亡之后，我们的生命是怎么样子？
And we know what's going to happen after that.
所以这是第一个误解。
So this is the first misinterpretation of death.
我们看到神给我们的应许是何等的美好。
So we know God's promise is so wonderful.
因为死亡在我们身上没有权柄。
And so there was no authority of death.
我们也没有必要再去忌讳哈。
And so we should not be the fear of death.
和回避这个问题。
And try to even avoid this topic.
那么第二个误解是什么？
There's a second misinterpretation.
第二个误解我们就是对长寿的误解。
So misinterpretation of longevity.
我们认为啊，长寿是祝福。
And we always think longevity is a blessing.
特别是你如果又长寿又健康的话。
So if you especially have a longevity and also healthy.
我们觉得这是神的祝福。
And we think this is a blessing from the Lord.
不错，圣经里确实有很多这样的例子。
And yeah, there's a lot of example in the Bible.
那我们知道亚伯拉罕他活到175岁。
We know Abraham lived in 175 years old.
那摩西呢，活到120岁。
And Moses lived until 120.
他们不但活得岁数年纪很大，
and so they live very old.
那圣经告诉我们，摩西到120岁的时候怎么样？他身体还很好啊。
And even Moses, when he was 120 years old, he was still very healthy.
所以他还可以带领以色列人。
He can still lead Israel.
说毫无疑问，这是神的祝福。
So that is God's blessing.
那么其实圣经里还有一位人物，可能大家不太熟悉的哈。
There's another person in the Bible you might not be familiar with.
这个在历代之下记载的一个叫祭司叫耶和耶大的。
So there was a second chronicle. There's a priest, Yehoyada.
Okay. Yeah. 他呢活到了130岁。
This priest lived until 130 years old.
因为那个时候人的寿命大概已经就是说50-60了。
And at that time, the average of your life is about 50-60.
没有办法跟摩西亚伯拉罕那个时代相比。
So you cannot compare when the Abraham Moses.
那能活到70-80岁已经算长寿了。
So if you live 70-80, that's the longevity.
所以这位耶和耶大活了130岁。
And this priest lived until 130.
因为什么？神使用他。
Because God used him.
一个神忠心的仆人。
He was very faithful.
因为他把犹大王室呢管理得非常好，来协助 这个犹大王来管理这个国家。
So he was helping the king of Judah to govern the country.
圣经里也确实有很多呢，有些人呢是因为神诅咒他，他就早早死掉。
And there's also there's a lot of recording in the Bible that a lot of people actually died early when God cursed them.
比如在创世纪里面就记载到说。这个雅各有十二个儿子，其中一个儿子是犹大，对不对
？And we saw there's one of 12 sons, one of them is Judah.
那么犹大呢，他也有两个儿子。
And Judah have two sons.
哎，一个儿子叫尔，另外一个叫俄南。
And there were two sons.
那么圣经里很清楚的记载说，他们行事看耶和华看为什么？看为恶。
So they were doing a lot of evil things that God did not like it.
所以神就叫他们死了。
So they died early. They were cursed by the Lord.
所以确实是有这样的事情。
And so there are things in the Bible.
但是这个是不是说所有的情况都是这样
？So is that all the things are the same?
我们是不是可以肯定得出这个结论？长寿一定是神的祝福。那么你如果是短命呢，一定是神的诅咒。
So can we have this conclusion that blesses to live long, but when you short life is a curse?
这就是我们要面对的问题。
And this is the question we need to face.
若干年前，在洛杉矶一个华人教会发生了一起凶杀案。
And so many years ago in LA church happened to a murder case.
因为这个一个人拿着枪进了教会哈。
And so this one person had a gun in the church.
那么在敬拜的时候，他就突然开枪哈。
And so during the worship, and then he fired his gun.
所以打死了一个牧师
，and he killed a pastor，
还有其中一位执事
，and a deacon。
那么这个牧师呢，欧阳牧师是一个很年轻的牧师
，and the pastor 欧阳 was a very young pastor，
而且他呢是非常有恩赐的一个牧师
，he's a very gifted pastor。
我想安德森好像认识他们
，we know him
very well。 So 一个非常有恩赐的牧师，然后非常热心服侍主的牧师
，and he was very gifted and will serve the Lord very faithfully。
当场就去世
and die immediately.
那我们说这个是不是神的诅咒啊
Is this a curse from the Lord?
为什么一个牧师会突然间去世
Why is a pastor just die like that?
而是被枪杀而死
And was murdered by the gun.
所以这些我想我们每个人生活中都会碰到一些情况
And sometimes we have those situations.
就会挑战我们上面所讲的这些定律
So we're challenge some of those the definitions of the
其实圣经里还有很多其他的记载
But there's a lot of things that are recorded in the Bible
其实告诉我们不是活得越久越好
Not longevity does not mean it's the good thing Not necessarily good thing
大家有听到我在说什么吗
Do you hear what I said?
不是活得越久越好、哎、
Longevity does not mean it's necessarily a good thing
你知道圣经记载犹大国有一个王叫西西家的
And so 西西家是
那么西西家病重的时候啊
When he was extremely ill
他跟神求寿的
So this king asked for God's the
圣经说
add more years
他是一个很好的王
And he was a good king
所以年轻时他做王他是个很敬畏神的王
He was really fear of the Lord when he was younger
他做得很好
He was doing really good job
神也很喜悦他
And God was really pleased to him
但是他得重病的时候
But when he was acutely ill
神就派先知跟他说
And God has sent the prophet to him
你的日子到了你要死了
And your time's up and you're going to die
他说我死了他那年才四十岁
He was only 40 years old at the time
所以还是相当年轻的
He was very young
可以说在当时里面还算是那四十岁就死算是早死了
And so at that time 40 years is really young
所以他跟神祈求说哎呀他说你看我做的都挺好的你再多给我几年吧
So he was praying to God said, You know I'm really doing a good job Please add more years to my life
结果呢神就回应他的祷告
And God responded to his prayer
所以先知以赛亚马上回去跟他说神听到你的祷告绝对决定再给你加十五年。
So prophet Isaiah actually told him that the God has listened to your prayer and add another 15 years of life.
是不是好事
？So is that a good thing?
哎，如果神要多给你，你也乐意哈。
So if God
没有人会不要的。
Thing, nobody, everybody say, yeah, I want it.
但是圣经就记载了，他真的多活了十五年。
He lived another 15 years.
但是这十五年都发生什么事情
？But do you know what happened in those 15 years?
那么首先，他圣经记载他有一次这个巴比伦使者来。这个来他的国家他去 把他国家所有的好的东西都给巴比伦使者看。
And so the one time he showed to ambassador from Babylon and all the good things.
神就责备他。
And God rebuked him.
说你既然这样子，给巴比伦看，以后你所有看给他看的东西都会被掳到巴比伦去。
Well, since you are showing off all your possession, and one day that Babylon is going to take all those possessions away.
神很不喜悦他这个事情。
And God did not like what he did.
那这十五年中，他还做另外是生了个儿子。
So he bore a son.
这个是不是也挺好的
？This is not a good thing.
Yeah, 但是后来他这个儿子做了王位了。
But when this son became a king.
当他过世之后，是这个儿子接的王位。
So after he passed away, his son became a king.
你知道圣经里记载，这个王啊，非常恶的一个王。
He was really a bad king.
所以说，你说说他多活着十五年是好还是不好
？So if you think about it, you evaluate this 15 years was good or bad.
所以说，这个挑战我们平常认为自然而然的这个道理。
So sometimes when this challenge, we think, oh, that's a natural thing. It sounds good.
其实圣经里还有一些例子。
And but the Bible there's different examples.
讲到上帝特别的提前结束一些人的生命。
And there are times God has chosen to shorten people's lives, purposely.
你知道为什么
Do you know why?
是为了祝福他们。
And sometimes actually give them more blessing.
创世纪第五章就介绍到这个以诺是不是
Enoch, that actually in the Bible.
那么提到以诺的时候说到以诺活到365岁。
He lived 350 years.
因为他与神同行。
And he was walking with the Lord.
就被神给接走了。
So he was lifted and, by the Lord.
你说365岁已经不错了。
And 365 years, that's really long. That was wonderful.
但你要知道那个时候人都活的寿命很长的。
And at that time, people lived much, much longer.
他的父亲雅烈的寿数是多少呢
？And his, do you know how long his dad lived?
是962岁。
962 years.
他的儿子叫马土萨拉。
And so his son
是有史以来人类活得最长的一位。
And he lived the longest.
他是969岁。
And 969 years old.
所以跟他的爸爸相比，跟他的儿子相比
，So when he compare.You know, compared to his dad and his son.
他只活了他们大约三分之一的。
He only lived one third of their lives.
所以是不是可以叫短命鬼了
？So you say that his life is really short, cut short.
但是没有。
No.
神把他接走了。
But God had to lift him.
所以不一定的。
Not necessarily.
不一定活得长就是神的祝福。
And live long not necessarily is a blessing.
活得短就是神的诅咒。
And short life is a curse.
关键是看你怎么样过你的每天的日子。
The key point is how do you live your life every day?
如果我们每天的日子都是敬畏神的日子。
If every day we fear of the Lord.
那才是神的祝福。
And that is a blessing from the Lord.
我记得跟一些年轻的朋友跟他们去谈去交谈呐、啊，传福音呐、啊，我们查圣经的时候哈。
And sometimes I talk to young people, and we study the Bible and preaching the gospel.
有一位30岁哈。
And there's one young man that he was 30 years old.
然后我就是问，如果神耶稣基督在这，你要跟他求，你可以求什么呀
？If God is here today, what are you going to ask him?
他说我要活到130岁。
He said I want to live until 130 years old.
我说。Are you sure?
I asked him, 你真的确定吗？
你确定要活130岁吗
？Are you sure you want to live 130?
然后，那个时候呢，你的配偶可能早就走了。
And your wife probably was already gone.
你的儿子可能也已经走了。
Yeah, maybe your son's already gone.
说不定你的孙子都不在了。
Maybe your grandchildren will not live that long.
你所有的朋友都没有了。
And all your friends are gone.
我说，你确定你要活到130岁吗
？You sure you want to live 130?
还不知道你那时是什么样的身体的情况。
And you don't even know what your health condition will be like.
为什么你要活那么久
？Why do you want to live that long?
所以，我们知道。我们每个人都不知道我们在世上活多长时间。
We have no idea how long we will live on this earth.
但是不论我们是长还是久
，doesn't matter it's long or short.
希望我们每一天都是过的敬畏神的生活。
Every day should be with fear of the Lord.
我们来看看神给我们什么样的祝福。
And let's look at what God's blessing for us.
所以在约翰福音14:27，耶稣这样讲。
And Jesus said in John chapter 14:27,
我留下平安给你们。
Peace I live with you.
我的平安，我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives to.
你们不要 担心，心里忧伤。
Do not be heart be troubled.
也不要害怕。
And not let it be fearful.
所以弟兄姐妹。
Sister and brothers.
神给我们的平安。
The God has given this peace to us.
我们不需要害怕。
We do not be, need to be
fearful. 我们也不需要担忧。
And we do not need to be worried.
我们不需要知道说我们活到多长的日子。
We do not need to worry about how long we're going to live.
所以第三个。
The third point.
就是我们常常会对生与死的误解，是我们希望说我们有一个好的结局。
And very often we have this expectation of life and death. We have a good ending.
既然人都难免一死。
And so if we cannot avoid death.
那么我们就至少有个好死吧。
We hope we die in a good way.
所以呢，我们华人的传统其实跟犹太人的传统 很相似。
And Chinese and Jewish have a very similar tradition.
我们很重视安葬的。
And we really care about how we bury the death.
死后的安葬非常重要。
So the how we take care after the death is very important.
非常的隆重啊，非常的正式。
And so need to be very serious and formal.
最好是寿终正寝哈。
And the best way is that you live very, very long and without any complications.
平安下葬的哈。
And very peacefully to be buried.
那么以前我们在南加州有一位年长的非常年长的基督徒哈，非常敬虔的人。
So there is a Southern California we have a very very elder Christian.
那么他呢到九十多岁精神还很好。
He was in his 90 and he has a very good spirit.
所以呢他九十多岁还开车呢。
And he still was driving.
有一天他开车超速被警察给抓住了。
And so one day he was speeding and he got caught by the police.
警察说你把你那个驾驶执照拿过来。
So the police asking him to take out his license.
这个警察是比较年轻嘛，拿过来一看。
This police was very young and look his license.
他说Young man, slow down.
So the police actually told us, 说你要慢一点开车，你是个年轻人，慢点开车。
所以呢，一看这么大年纪，算了，也不要给他开罚单了。
So the police saw he was in his 90, so just did not give him a ticket.
精神非常好。
Because he has such a good spirit and really fear of the Lord.
每天在家里面早上固定的时间的祷告。
Every single day that he have a regular prayer.
所以不论是在教会还是家里面都有很好的见证。
Has a very good testimony in church at home.
所以他九十多岁过世的时候啊。
When he passed away.
没有什么症状身体。
And he was in a fairly healthy condition.
因为每天他都是拿着个圣经到了九点十点他要上楼上他的一个固定的房间他在那里祷告。
So every night he would carry his Bible around 9 or 10 o'clock and to his bed.
他那天去世的时候呢就是因为他冬天他有一点感风寒哈，那么得了肺炎。
So maybe that day when he passed away because he caught pneumonia.
那么他去世的时候就是他在祷告的时候。
And when he passed away, that was the time he was praying.
他手里头握着圣经在那里祷告。
He was holding the Bible to pray.
我们每个人是不是都希望这样的哈
？So we all want to die like that, right?
所以很好的结局，对不对
？That was really a good ending, isn't it?
但不是每个人都是这样子的哈。
But not everybody will die like that.
那么。我们都希望说这个有个好死嘛哈。
We all wanted to have a good ending.
你知道在这个福音书里记载耶稣讲过拉撒路的故事对不对
And we Lazarus in the Bible.
拉撒路跟财主哈。
And then also with a rich man.
那个拉撒路呢是一个讨饭的什么都没有哈。
Lazarus was the beggar.
那财主呢就很有钱嘛。
And this rich man has a lot of money.
那么这个财主的话呢圣经里讲得很清楚哈。
This rich man the describing very clearly.
我们现在不翻回去你如果有兴趣可以翻圣经特别讲到这个财主死了之后怎么样
and,
下葬了。
And so talk about this rich man after he passed away, buried.
Yeah. 为什么还特别加一下你想这个有钱人死了这个场面怎么样肯定很大嘛对不对
So a rich man passed, you know that how many people will come to remember him.
其实甭管中国外国都是一样。丧礼之后都要吃饭的哈。
And so just like Chinese people, that very after the service, then we you'd like to eat something.
他有钱嘛，他会肯定很多人哈。
And because he had a lot of money, so there was a lot of people came.
但是死后的结局是怎么样
？But what happened after he died?
我们都知道，拉撒路呢？拉撒路也死了。
But Lazarus passed away as well.
但是他一个讨饭的，他死了，后面就啥都没说。
So he's a beggar, and
nobody said
anything about what happened to him.
但是死后的结局却是完全不一样。
But the consequence of the death of those two people are totally different.
因为拉撒路在他的圣经，耶稣讲过，拉撒路在他的祖先呢、啊，这个亚伯拉罕的怀里得到安慰。
And talk about Lazarus was in the arm of his ancestor Abraham.
那个财主怎么样
？What happened to that rich person?
这是受着煎熬。
And that went through torture and
他想去拉撒路那个地方。
He wanted to go to where Lazarus is.
他确实不能过去。
But he could not go.
所以我们看到说人生现在怎么样跟将来不一定有一个一对一的关系
You know what happened now and in the future after pass away may not have a direct correlation
圣经里也确实记载过有些行恶的人
And in the Bible talk about the people who do evil things
那么神诅咒他们所以他们死得很悲惨
And so when God cursed them so they died in a very sad way
但这不一定说所有的都是这样的情况。
But not all the bad people will die in the same similar way.
我们知道说，耶稣是怎么样去世的？他是被钉在十字架上，
but,
对不对
？How did Jesus die? He was dying on the cross.
那是非常悲惨的一个死。
It was very painful.
非常羞辱的一个死。
And it was shameful.
因为钉十字架是一个是那。犯了极大罪的人才会被钉十字架。
Only for people who commit a great criminal acts will die on the cross.
而且耶稣被钉十字架的时候，我们知道他也大概就三十多岁哈。
He was only 33 years old.
所以我们也知道，圣经记载了很多这些早期的基督，像使徒啊、先知啊，他们很多人都是惨死的。
And there's a lot of the disciple and the prophet. They all die in a natural way.
我们知道圣经里有一卷先知书叫以赛亚书，对不对
？And we know with the prophet, there's a book, Isaiah.
那么根据传统，先知以赛亚是怎么死的
？Do you know how Isaiah died?
就是被我刚才提到的那位马拿西的王用锯给锯死的。
And he was a king actually used a saw to cut him to half.
所以这些服侍神的人
，And those people who serve the Lord.
所以他们其实。他们的死都是这样的惨烈的。
And sometimes they die in a very sad way.
所以谁能说我们每个人都肯定能保证我们将来是可以平安的
？Nobody can be assured how we have a very peaceful death.
但是神给我们有祝福。
But God gives us special blessings.
当然。如果一个人神给我们这样的恩典让我们长寿让我们平安那个是神的祝福
And if God wants to give us the blessing the longevity that is his own blessing
但是偶尔有时不是这种情况
But sometimes it doesn't go always follow that trend
因为我们常常从新闻当中或我们周围发生的事情知道有些人是很无辜的人
And sometimes innocent people we can hear from the news
就是因为一些罪犯啊在犯罪绑架、杀害这些事情常常发生。
And some of the criminals were, there were people were kidnapped and they die of those things.
这些并不一定是神的诅咒。
But that necessarily that's God's curse.
所以我们要具体情况要具体的分析。
So we need to really know exactly how to analyze those situations.
那么神给我们的应许是什么
？And what is God's special assurance and promise?
在马太福音第十章二十八节。
And so in Matthew chapter 10:28,
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的。
And do not be afraid those who kill the body.
不要怕他们。
And cannot kill the soul.
唯有能把身体和灵魂都放在地狱里的还。
And so rather the afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
正要怕他。
And so you need to be afraid of those things.
所以我们没有必要去害怕。
We do not need to be fearful.
没有必要去担忧这些事情。
And do not need to be worried about those kind of things.
因为神的爱超过了这一切。
And God's love surpassing all those things.
所以今天我们来思想了三种对生死观常常有的误解。
So we're ponder on three misinterpretation of death.
那也就是说，我们没有必要忌讳谈到死亡。
First of all, we do not need to be fear of death.
第二个说我们真的没有必要说对长寿有这种不一样的期待
And we do not have the special expectation of a longevity
那么我们也对我们的身后事有一个可以说正确的看法
We need to have an accurate understanding the expectation of life and death
长寿是祝福
Blessing can be a blessing.
但是早逝未必就是诅咒。
Longevity can be a blessing, but short life, not necessarily not a blessing.
安然去世是祝福。
And so you die peacefully can be a blessing.
突然间去世也并不一定是诅咒。
And you die suddenly, not necessarily is a curse.
所以我们今天看了这三个不同的观点之后，
When we look at those three points,
那么下一个星期
and next week,
我们来继续来看基督徒的生死观，
and then we need to look at the Christian view of life and death.
我们来看基督徒我们应该是怎么样来看待生死的，
and how can we view the life and death as Christians?
那当我们死了以后，
when we pass away,
会发生什么样的事情？
What things will happen?
这个也帮助我们
that will help us
来怎么样看待杨柳姐妹的去世，
and then again,Look at how the willows passing.
杨柳姐妹去世是一个很突然的事情。
And willows passing is very sudden.
是一场车祸。
And she died in a car accident.
但是就是像我们昨天的追思礼拜我们所看到的。
And so just like a memorial survey we have seen.
神给了我们很多的平安。
And God gives a lot of peace.
因为我们知道我们的姐妹已经在哪里。
We know where she's at right now.
那么题外话也是说我们不应该在忌讳死亡的问题。
And on the side, we should not be the fear of the death.
至少从杨柳姐妹的事情我们可以学个两个事情。
And from Willow's passing, we learn two things.
一个是为你的将来的离开要做些计划。
And you need to plan for what's going to happen after you pass away.
无论你是年轻还是年长。
And it doesn't matter how young or how old you are.
你最好有遗嘱。
And need to have a will.
那样你将来呢，为你处理后事会容易很多。
And will be a lot easier to have some kind of planning.
第二个事情就是我们大家要开车小心。
And secondly is we need to drive carefully.
包括我自己也是一样。
Including myself as well.
如果你自己常常是把车开到对面那个车道去的话，
If you very often drive the other side of the road,
我们很难说每一次你都让神来拯救你。
And you cannot ask God to save you every single time.
这是我们自己的责任。
And that's our own responsibility.
愿神祝福保守我们每一位。
And we ask God to bless and take care of us.
让我们一起低头祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for all your grace.
为今天我们会众在一起，我们享受神你给我们的祝福。
We enjoy that your blessing coming from you.
享受主你的话语。
And enjoy your words.
享受主你给我们的应许跟盼望。
And enjoy your promise and the hope.
这世界上有苦难，
and even though there is suffering on earth,
人生有长有短，
and life can be short or long,
但是主你的慈爱都不会改变，
but your mercy will never change.
愿主你看顾我们的教会，
and please take care of our church.
愿主你保守我们的弟兄姐妹，
and protect our sisters and brothers.
愿我们在这里可以见证主耶稣基督的福音，
so we're here can testify your name.
主我们恳求你捆绑魔鬼撒旦的工作，
and to bondage the devil's work,
让圣灵让福音在这个地方可以广传开来。
So let the Holy Spirit help us to spread the gospel.
愿主的名可以得到高举，
and your name will be lifted and then be glorified.
愿教会如一盏明灯，
and so our church is like a light,
述说主的恩典，
and to talk about God's great works.
我们这样祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.